Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike, Allie, Squid Billy, Dylon hanging out. We do have a couple fun segments coming up. First of all, we got Joe Person that'll join us to talk about the draft class for the Carolina Panthers. That'll be at 8:20. The return of Top 5 Tuesday. Some of Atlanta's favorite sons, Outkast, heading to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We'll do top five Outkast songs. That'll come up in a minute. We're also going to do Wake Up Call, and the two wake up calls today. What is something that your spouse can beat you at? And have you finally come to terms with Kirk Cousins being on the Falcons roster in 2025? And Bo, before we get in the huddle, I will say, Allie brought up something just a minute ago off the air that made my stomach turn. And I didn't even know what she was talking about at first. And then it hit me what she was bringing up. And I was like, oh, dear God. All right, here's what happened. We were talking about Kirk Cousins, Ian Rapoport. We go off there, and Allie says, is Kirk Cousins going to be our Taylor Swift this year? And I was like, what does that even mean? Like, you know, is he, you know, what do you mean? Like, what about it? And then she was like, they're just going to show him just constantly on the sideline, just the camera's just going to pan to him every, you know, commercial break. And I was like, dear God.
Yeah, and I don't think so. I think we had that in our head. It may be the first game, or in a game if Penix gets, you know, takes a rough hit and gets banged up and he's slow to get up, then maybe. But I just don't feel that that'll be it. I tend to honestly feel that it's going to be a lot about Michael Penix. I think, you know, the league is in a. They want stars at the quarterback position, and Michael Penix is he has legit ability to be one.
Yeah,
he has got an unbelievable arm. He's a young player, so I don't think so. Personally don't think so. And I understand a little bit of the angst of the fan base, but that's not. It's just not a big deal, even if they do paint him a couple of times a game. It's just not.
I'm with you. I think more of the conversation at that point, hopefully, will be about the relationship he has with mentoring Michael Penix. I hope.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see.
Well, and there certainly won't be merch, you know, saying, go Taylor's boyfriend.
Right, Taylor's boyfriend.
Like, that kind of stuff won't be coming out. The teeny boppers
Team
will not
Kirk.
Be attending.
Team Kirk? No,
yeah.
I don't think
well,
I've seen anything.
Allie, I think Mike's got a good point that when you will probably see those shots is when he's sitting on the sidelines with T.J. Yates and Kirk Cousins, and they're all over on the iPad.
Yeah.
And if he's not over there with him, which you know he will be or he would be if that situation plays out, if it wasn't, that might be a little bit of a storyline, but it's not. Dude, Mike, tell him. Tell him, Mike.
Yeah, look.
Inside the building conversations are normally 100, like a full, 180 from outside the building conversations.
You would not believe what the stories actually are inside the locker room most of the time. It's usually, you know, who's going to have the aux while everybody's in the hot tub. You know, like that kind of thing. Like, dude, like. No, we can't let that guy play any more music. We got to make sure we say something to him. So, yeah, I mean, it just is what it is, man. All right, we got a bunch of fun stories. Let me remind you one more time, 404-726-0929 at the top of the hour. You can also hit us up at 929 Morning Shift. A couple of conversations today. Something your spouse can beat you at. Something your spouse can beat you at. And also, have you come to terms with the fact that Kirk Cousins could be on the roster in week one for the Atlanta Falcons. Let us know what you think. Dylon, let's go in the huddle. All right, so first of all, let's get to the Kenny Pickett stuff. We wondered how the Browns quarterback room might pan out. This is not completely indicative of what the future could be, but the Browns will not exercise the fifth-year option on quarterback Kenny Pickett's contract that will make him a free agent after next year. Doesn't mean he won't be with Cleveland this year, Bo, but it means that the future becomes a little bit murkier for a guy that at one point held the keys to the Pittsburgh Steelers' future.
Yeah, I would say being your third team in 3 years, I think the future has been murky for him.
Yeah.
There's no surprise because this makes sense. You don't pick up that fifth-year option if somehow he does rise to the top of the four-and-a-half-headed quarterback room that they have, because I think Deshaun Watson's a half a quarterback right now with only one good leg. And he's not going to play this year.
Speaking of murky futures.
The future is not really there, and because he's going to be on a new contract no matter what. This is really just a standard business move that's right for them. You know, the thing that people don't talk about is what that room's going to look like. Everybody's already assumed that Shedeur Sanders is a better player than Dillon Gabriel. Well, the draft wouldn't tell you that. But Dillon Gabriel's got probably the best arm of that quarterback room right now. He has got a – now, he's only 5'11", but he's got a phenomenal arm. And so it's going to be interesting to see which of those young quarterbacks between – and I still count Pickett in that – is the best of the lot, because I think Flacco is probably the starter as it looks today.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see the ways that pans out. All right, I want to get to this Brandon Bean sound from Buffalo and make sure I get this station right. WGR 550, the Jeremy and Joe Show, which – has there ever been a more Buffalo name of a radio show? The Jeremy and Joe Show. They had Brandon Bean on, the GM of the Buffalo Bills. And look, man, things got a little bit testy.
I was just listening the last few minutes of your show before I came on, waiting on here.
All right.
Sounds like 2018 all over with you guys.
How so?
Well, you guys were in 2018 about Josh Allen. You guys wanted Josh Rosen, and now you guys are that we don't have a receiver. I don't get it. Like, we just scored. Hold on, let me talk. Scored 30 points in a row for 8 straight games. A year ago, I get you guys asking why we didn't have receivers, but I don't understand it now. You just saw us lead the league in points when you add all the postseason. No one scored more points than the Buffalo Bills, including the Super Bowl champions. You just saw us do it without Stephon Diggs, same group. How is this group not better than last year's group? Our job is to score points and win games. Where do we need to get better? Defense. We did that. So I get it. You got to have a show. You got to have something to about. But about wide receiver is one of the dumbest arguments I've heard.
So this is my pet peeve with the business that we're in. It's two-sided. One, GMs and coaches say they don't listen, yet they always listen.
I knew you were going there.
The other thing.
Jeremy and Joe.
Hold on. Now, the other part is, what was the guy? These guys work for Odyssey. They're a part of our company.
Yeah.
But radio hosts think they can say whatever they want, and they shouldn't be held accountable for it. And I'm included in that, by the way.
Ding.
And as in, I'm in that part. I'm fine with being. But if you're going to talk, run your mouth. Don't get mad when the guys that are in those trenches come up and say, well, I wanted to call you out for being wrong here and this. It doesn't make either side. Look, I thought both sides handled this well. I don't know how these guys handled it at the back end, but they took it, and that's the way you got to do sometimes. But too many times in this business, we're behind microphones and we want to be critical, and we think the team should be allow us to do that. Yet when the team stands up for itself, well, they got rabbit ears. They're all sensitive. I love what Brandon Bean did here. I love that he addressed it with those guys. But I also think that I like the way the host handled it from what I heard.
Yeah.
And they took it and they said, all right, you get to speak. Because we can't say whatever we want about these guys and them not be able to defend themselves.
100%.
Bean is right, by the way.
And Jeremy and Joe are like, dude, that was radio magic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, dude, that's probably going to go viral.
Everyone's talking about it today. They have done their job.
Yeah, they think. But can you guys imagine, and just for one second, can you just imagine Terry going on one of the shows on our station and be like, you know what? You guys been bleeping about everything I've been doing, and guess what? Daddy brought home 2 edge rushers in the first round. I don't want to hear another word about it, George. But like, can you imagine?
You know what he'd say? And then he'd say, so what do you think about that, Mike Bell?
You're not listening. Shocker. Shocker.
Yeah, you know what? Hold on a second.
Yeah.
But that's very much what happened with Ra and Mike. And
yeah,
now it was a different scenario because it was something that where Ra had seemingly made an in-game mistake that's caused him. But
yeah.
But that's what happens, and we can't get mad. Allie, am I wrong in this? You've been in this business for a long time in radio. We can't get mad if we call someone out when they defend themselves.
No, you can't. But it is an awkward moment because I've been called out in an interview for something wrong I said one time, and they brought it up in every question. I was just like, dang. And they were right, but it just hurt my soul.
I'll be waiting on playoff Jimmy to hit me up. Let me know what he thinks about me saying he shouldn't, you know, hold
you
this.
You don't want Jimmy Butler, smart brother.
Real quick, Allie, you had an interesting note about a certain number being passed down.
Yeah, Abdul Carter, of course, drafted by the Giants, requested number 56. Of course, that's Lawrence Taylor's retired number. Mm. And Lawrence Taylor said, you know, get another number. I don't care if it's a double zero. Make it famous. And so they had a kind of back and forth about this.
Yes,
and, you know, Abdul Carter's like, he's still the GOAT.
Yeah. I love it, man.
Should they stop requesting these numbers, though?
Yeah. Like, I would drop the, and I've dropped this on the show, who is you? You know what I mean? Like, dude, I'm Lawrence Taylor. All right? I've done prison time. All right? Like, Bill Belichick calls me the GOAT. Like, don't worry about that. Go to about 10 Pro Bowls and then let me know, man. Like, just and I think that I can't remember who said this, Bo, but there has been people that are like, make your own path, dude. Maybe it was it Cam Newton? I think Cam Newton actually said that. He's like, you don't need my number. It was an Auburn guy that wanted to wear Cam Newton's number, and he's like, nah, man. Like, make your own path. Create your own number. You don't need my number.
I don't know. It's something about doing it your own way. I'm glad Lawrence Taylor said this to him. I'm glad that LT was like, no, man. Because for one, what do you don't live up to it? I mean, it would be kind of embarrassing. Not that he wouldn't, but I'm with Allie. I think they should, guys, stop requesting other dudes' numbers that have been retired. Come on, man.
Don't request dudes' numbers. You heard it from Bo first. Big pause.